أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. In the previous ayat, in a number of ayat, Allah explained the episode of the time when the Bani Israel were learning jadu from the jinnat, and the whole details that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam came and he ruled by the miracles of Allah Ta'ala, by Allah's special favors. He ruled over the jinn and man, over the winds, over the animals, and they could not understand that. For that Allah Ta'ala had sent Harut and Marut to explain and make clear the difference between jadu and the miracles and the great help of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, the effects of jadu are such also, as explained, that reading of the novels, looking at films, etc., all those also have the effects of jadu, that a person is overtaken and absorbed in those things, and his responsibilities and duties, he becomes oblivious and unmindful of it. So the effect of this jadu, Allah explains, another great evil of the Bani Israel was what we call sarcasm. That we say some words, outwardly it appears that we are praising somebody, we got respect and honor, but actually you trying to humiliate him, trying to degrade him, trying to speak low of him. So this Allah Ta'ala warns the Muslims also, that they also got trapped in this together with the Bani Israel. And this was when the Jews used to come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they should call him Ra'ina. Ra'ina, the outward meaning of it is the one who cares for us, the one who looks after us. Like we say, you must make dua for me, you must make tawajjuh on me, like that. That is the outward meaning. But what they took the meaning of Ra'ina, that you are a shepherd, you are a low class person, na'uzu billah. So they were saying such words, but because the outward word, the outward meaning was good, so very many simple Muslims, ordinary, naive Muslims, they also just accepted it, and they also started saying those words for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this ayah then, and the Muslims did that because they knew the Bani Israel, especially the rabbis, are learned and they have the Torah in them. And in their kitab is the respect for the Anbiya. And they thought they are saying these words as a word of respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though the outward meaning was good, but they did not take the outward meaning. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman. And this is the first place from the beginning of the Quran Sharif where Allah has used the words, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O the people of iman. And ulama have written that in the previous scriptures, nowhere did Allah address the ummah. Allah only addressed the Nabi of those ummahs, not the ummah. This is the only ummah. And 88 places in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu has come. So this is a great, great honor for this ummah. In fact, one person asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu for some advice. He said that when you read the Quran and when you read Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, realize, become aware and become wide awake that Allah Ta'ala is speaking directly to me. Previously Allah only spoke to the Anbiya, not to the Ummah. It is only this Ummah, one of the great, great honors of this Ummah, that Allah has spoken to every member of the Ummah. Wherever we read in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we should open our ears, have our attention fully, that Allah is speaking to me directly. So Allah speaks to the believers, La taqulu ra'ina. Tum nakho ra'ina, Don't you people also use this word ra'ina, which the Jews are using? They are deceiving you. Outwardly the meaning is good, but they are taking a wrong meaning. From here, ulama have written any such words where the outward meaning seems to be something else, and the inward meaning, even if there is a possibility, we shouldn't use those words. One common word that we use like that is the word hello. Hello is hell low. That you are giving a person a baddua, you go to hell. And the lowest part of hell, even if it is not meant, when we say hello today, we don't mean it like that. But because there is a possibility, we are told not to use that word. Any other word like that also, for on our clothing also, all the things that are on our clothing, the writing, we don't know many times what those things mean. Like for example, when one common dress that we all are wearing is the K-way. The K-way, we just have to look it up on the internet and see what it is. It is the pyramids. And it is also to do things with paganism and with things to do with idolism. So that also we should avoid. The word Nike. Nike is a Greek goddess of victory. It is a good god, false god. And we wear it on our clothes, etc. This Nike company is one of the most evil enemies of Islam. They are the company who had put the name of Allah at the bottom of a sandal. In other words, that we must, in Na'uzubillah, we must make bare adabi, and to this extent that it is at the bottom of our feet. The same company had made a billboard in which they had a basketball player throwing the ball and called that basketball player Allah. So these are enemies of ours, but we are so naive that we don't understand this and we fall in their trap. This is all what Allah is warning us against in this ayat. So for example, the Alfa Romeo car, its emblem has got very sinister things. Manchester United, their emblem has got very sinister things. But we will wear it because we're supporting that team. And we're thinking that it is some great achievement. Many other things which are written on our clothing, on t-shirts, on our tackies, on our other clothing, we should be very careful. The sunnah is that there must be no writing, plain clothing. That is the sunnah. So we should avoid all these other things, whatever they are, and maintain the sunnah of wearing plain clothing, even on the socks. All the things which are written, we should try and avoid all that also. Completely plain clothing we should wear. And it takes a little trouble to look for it, otherwise the market is flooded with all the other things. Especially children's toys also, which has got music in it also, which have got murats in it, pictures on it also. And to find something, even to find simple things, without that it is a bit of a challenge. But it is possible, and we should take that little trouble. So Allah says, لا تقولوا راعنا. Don't say راعنا. وقولوا انظرنا. And say the clear words. Look at us. Have mercy on us, O our Nabi. You consider us. واسمعوا. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks, listen very, very carefully. Don't ask the words to be repeated again. Open your ears when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks. And today we don't hear Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But when his hadith, when the Quran is brought in front of us, we should also open our ears and listen. Not be half sleepy, not be daydreaming, etc. But we should be listening carefully. Walil kafirina adabun aleem, or kafiruku adab hai dardnaak. And for these non-believers, there is a painful punishment that is awaiting him. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us understand these subtleties, and which we just overlook and regard them as minor things. And that we are just being fussy about these things, and we are not worried about it. But these are very important things which we should correct in our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.